The post-match interview.
Plenty more analysis, but we're not going to keep this man waiting. He played a sensational game today. Kicked that last big torpedo. Bashir Hawley was sensational. He's with our own Darren Parkin.
Certainly is. And, mate, five goals down, reigning premiers, difficult conditions, and it puts you back in the top four. I imagine that's a pretty special win as wins go.
Yeah, it is. It's probably one of the greater wins I've been involved in for a few years, to be quite honest. You know, it was a tough game. We knew that was going to be a big, big challenge. West Coast in fantastic form, reigning premiers. And, you know, it doesn't matter where they play, they always bring a great effort and, you know, a consistent four quarters. But credit to our boys. We knew that if we stuck strong and stick to the process, we'll be able to fight back and get involved or back into the game.
Even though West Coast rallied again in the last quarter, your playing style really does seem to stand up in these difficult conditions. You must feel, at least when the rains come down, that your style of play is going to stand up.
Yeah, I mean, we're pretty confident that our, you know, obviously the rain does favour us a little bit because of the style of play we go about, and you know, obviously the talls they have in comparison to our shorts. But you know, we asked one thing of our shorter players today, just to compete, bring the ball to ground, and back our system. So when the rain came about, we you know, nothing changes. You stick to the process, and you know, just fight to the end.
Bashir, thanks so much for joining us on K-Rock. Darren Berry upstairs with Benny Casanilla. Sean Higgins is with me, and also Heath Buck. It was a great win in trying conditions. And also, congratulations to yourself. A couple of weeks back, you brought up your 200th game. You must be enormously proud. I know you're a humble man. I've heard a lot of people speak about your career. But 200 games at this level, Bashir, when you started out, we'll get onto the game, but just wanted to ask you that question because it's a fine achievement to register 200.
Yeah, honestly, I never thought I'd achieve that sort of milestone. You know, for me, it was just about every opportunity that I get, make the most of it. You know, the years plugged along, obviously, a really tough start with when I was at Essendon, not playing many games. But, you know, I'm extremely grateful for the opportunity Richmond's given me. They've given my family, my community, and you know, as a result, I just want to give back something in return.
And you are in spades, the way you're playing and the work you're doing off the field, Bashir. None of us know you, but we love how you go about it. 29 points, I think Darren might have mentioned. West Coast jumped you at the start, but it didn't seem... Good sides don't panic, and you guys just seem to slowly, slowly edge your way back in. And when the final siren sounds, you're in front by six. It's a sign of a great team.
Yeah, look, the one thing we do focus on is the ability to stay calm regardless of what's happening. Yep. You know, we just focus on the process, and we trust our system that, you know, we can bounce back. And it's, you know, something that we pride ourselves down back is we always, you know, focus on the next moment, and whatever's happened, we can't bring it back, and just, we know we're confident enough that we've got the ability, providing we stick to the structures and try to compete to the best of possible.
Bashir, you obviously negotiated your way through the season, not you personally, but the club. You had some struggles early doors, some injuries, now you're getting players back. But I suppose one of the most important things for a club on the eve of finals is that you've got your good players in good form. And, I mean, Dustin Martin and Shane Edwards, particularly the last couple of weeks, and Dustin Martin today, those two blokes, just their creativity and playmaking for you is so crucial, and they're actually in red-hot form.
Yeah, you're not wrong there. It's you know, these guys are great players at the football club, great people more importantly, and they fit into our system perfectly. You know, it's the culture we create at the football club, and you know, Shane just keeps keeps shining every single week, and you know, he's 31, he's my age as well, but looks like he's 22. And Dusty, you know, just yeah, he's just a special man, and just keeps performing consistency, and he's walking past me right now. He's an absolute legend.
Yeah, he is. He's a fantastic player, wonderful to watch from up here in the cheap seats. I know you've already lost Alex Rares. Did you have a little glance over when you saw Dylan Grimes?
Yes.
Did you know Dylan Grimes had come from the field? He seemed to be not weight-bearing at all, and he came back like Lazarus about 10 minutes later.
Yeah, I had my heart dropped, to be quite honest. Just he's been a sensational player for a number of years, and particularly when Renzi went down, and you know, the way him and David Asprey have stepped up as a combo, it's special. It just goes to show that you know, when a soldier goes down, another one steps up, and I think it's a credit to the majority of our backs, or all our backs, to be quite honest. We've shared the load, and you know, hopefully we're on something, we're on a great journey.
I agree. Some unheralded names down there, but they just keep getting it done. The two you mentioned in Broad, and you're doing a wonderful role off halfback. I spoke before we come downstairs to you, Basher, about Tom Lynch. When he came down, a lot of hype, and started, I'd say, fractionally slowly just to get used to the new group, and the synergy's always important. Rewold out, he comes back in. But it must be exciting for you at the other end of the ground when you look up and you see Rewalt and Lynch. Lynch kicked three, and then he thought he'd come and join you boys in the back half for the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, I noticed that. Actually, I fed a handball to him, and he gave me one in return. So, yeah, Lynch is a special man. He's a guy that we knew if we persist with and, you know, back his system or back the way he goes about his football, it was just going to be the moment where he will turn. And you know, having Jack there is just sensational. That, you know, the Twin Towers, that they're fantastic together. They complement each other. They, you know, it's not about who kicks the goal. It's about us kicking the goal.
Basher, you're 31. We need to know what your diet is, because you're playing like, you mentioned a couple other players playing like a 22-year-old, but, geez, you show no signs of slowing up.
I don't know, boys. I'm just enjoying myself, so I'll just keep focusing on that.
We're enjoying ourselves up here, but we had a few pies at halftime, so we don't look as youthful or as skinny
just
as you do.
Last one, Basher. Thanks for your time. We're interested with the ruck. Obviously, Nankervis is your first choice. However, he's out again, and we call him the soldering iron up there, because he just gels things together. You know, he gets it done. Thought the big fella was great in the contest again today, and Chole provides a bit of an X factor. Didn't have a lot of it, but he creates a contest. He's exciting. Great options to have.
That's all we ask from our bigger boys. Just create options and you know, let our little boys just feed off them. So no, they're great. They're complementing each other, and the system's working pretty well.
Hey Basher, we're going to let you go. You're beating the West Coast by 6. You just put your feet up, mate. You got the Brisbane Lions who are on top next Sunday here at the MCG. Seriously though, probably good to go into a final series going West Coast Brisbane. Then you get a week off. It's a pretty good lead-in.
Absolutely. We're very, very excited about the challenges. And, you know, obviously there's no better way to enter final series than playing the top two teams of the competition in Brisbane and West Coast. So we'll stay humble, guys, and we'll just focus on every single week.
Hey, Basher, thanks for your time. Congratulations, 203 games. Let's hope there's some finals. And who knows, there may be another little Premiership Cup at the end of it all. We wish you all the best.
Thanks, guys.
Basher Hooley downstairs with Darren Parkin. He's a humble man. He's a bloody great player, and he played another good game today.
The post-match interview.